Life in prison. Going to prison. How will I be treated on the way to prison? You have the right to be hidden from the public as much as is possible while being taken to and from prison. You should not have to suffer insult, public interest, or publicity of any kind. The vehicle in which you are travelling should be safe and comfortable. What does the prison officer or guard do? A prison custody officer will be with you at all times when you are being taken to or from a prison. You will be searched if the officer believes you have banned items in your possession. You may have to sit on the Body Orifice Secure Scanner, the BOSS, chair. This is a highly sensitive metal detector which can detect items such as mobile phones, which might be hidden inside your body. When you arrive at the prison, the guard or prison officer must give the governor the court order relating to your prison sentence. If you are on any medication or you have a prescription for any medication, the guard or prison officer must give this to the governor and pass on any information that they have about your health. The guard or prison officer cannot give information about you to any person outside the prison service unless they are ordered to by the Minister for Justice. The committal process. What does the committal process involve? The committal process deals with admitting you into the prison. You can only be committed to prison with a valid committed order from a court, which the guard or prison officer must give to the governor. When you're being admitted, you will go through the following steps. You will first be brought to the prison reception area where your name, address, date of birth, nearest relative, occupation, religion, and other details will be taken down. The reason for your committal will also be taken down, as well as the date and time of your admission and the date you are to be released. You will be weighed and measured. Details of any marks or scars on your body should be put in your personal prison file. You will be allowed to tell a family member or some other person where you are as soon as possible. You should tell the prison staff if you were ever in prison before, if you take drugs, if you were ever in a mental institution, if you ever self-harmed in any way, or if you have any injuries on your body that have not been noted. You need to do this so that they can get you the treatment you need. All information you give is treated in confidence. You should tell the prison staff if you believe it is not safe for you to be among other prisoners, or if you wish to be placed on protection. Will I be given information about my rights and duties in prison? Yes, you should be given a booklet explaining your rights and privileges and what your duties are in prison. Also, a full copy of the prison rules should be available in a convenient place in the prison. If you are a foreign national, you should, if possible, be given a copy of the prison booklet in a language you can understand. If the prison booklet is not available in your native language and you can't understand the contents, reasonable efforts should be made to explain the information so that you understand it. If you can't read or can't understand the prison booklet, the governor should arrange to have your rights and duties explained to you as soon as possible. Can I be searched? Yes, you will be searched by a person of your own gender. Your decency, privacy and dignity should be respected during the search. At no stage should you be left completely naked. If you refuse to be searched, the prison officer may only use such force as is reasonably necessary to carry out the search. Searching of your anus or vagina is not allowed. Any banned items such as mobile phones or weapons will be taken from you. Items such as mobile phones may be returned to you on your release. Can I be photographed and have my finger and palm prints taken? Yes, if you have been convicted of a crime, your photograph, fingerprints and palm prints will be taken and sent to the Gardaí. At any point during your time in prison, your measurements, photograph, fingerprints and palm prints can be taken if the governor requests it. Or the governor may order your photograph and prints to be taken if the Gardaí have asked for a copy of these and there is a legal reason for this. For example, if your prints are necessary for the investigation of a different offence. What is the role of the prison governor? The governor is head of the prison. You will meet the governor or somebody who represents them within 24 hours of your committal to prison or as soon as possible afterwards. You should let them know if you have any legal plans. For example, if you intend applying for bail or legal aid, or if you intend to appeal your conviction or the length of your sentence. The governor should protect and uphold the human rights of all prisoners. Check to make sure you understand your rights, duties and privileges. Make sure that you are not discriminated against because of your age, race, gender, disability or sexual orientation. Manage the delivery of all services to prisoners. Make sure that a sentence management plan is prepared and put in place for you to help ease you back into society when you are released. supervise those who provide services to prisoners and those making sentence management plans so that they work together to get the best possible result for you. Will I be told my release date? Yes. If you are convicted and sentenced to a term in prison, you should be told the due date of your release as soon as possible. If your sentence is for more than 1 month, this date will be worked out based on your full sentence with a quarter off for good behaviour. See page 24 for more information on remission. Will I see a doctor and nurse? Yes, the Garda or prison officer who brought you to prison must give the governor any medication or prescriptions belonging to you and pass on any information they have about your health. You will have a health check done by a nurse as soon as possible after committal. You should be examined by a doctor on the day of your committal, if possible, or as soon as possible after that. You should tell the doctor if you have any illness, including an infectious disease, injuries or disability. If you take prescribed medication or you need to undergo treatment or go to medical appointments outside the prison, tell the doctor. This information is stored on a computer system that only healthcare staff can access. It is confidential. If you have a drink or drugs problem, or if you were on a methadone program in the community or in another prison, let the nurse and doctor know so that they can arrange appropriate treatment for you. Your drug history and urine test results will decide the treatment you need. The doctor will put you on suitable treatment. It is very important to be honest with healthcare staff about your alcohol and drug taking in order to keep you safe in prison. Again, this service is confidential. Can I wear my own clothes in prison? It depends on the governor and the prison you are in. Once you are weighed and so on, you should be given the chance to shower and then change into prison clothes. You will be given underwear, clothes, socks and shoes suitable to your gender. The governor may allow you to wear your own clothes in prison. If so, you must have enough clothes, including underwear, to change regularly. Your clothes must be warm enough and you must keep them in a decent, clean condition. If the class officer in charge of your landing decides that you have too many clothes in your locker, you will have to parcel them up to be stored or collected by your family. If you are not allowed to wear your own clothes, for example, if you are at St. Patrick's Institution or Clover Hill, you will be given clothes that are warm enough and, if possible, suitable for people of your age and gender outside prison. If visitors wish to bring you clothing or other property, they must have it in a bag labelled with your name, your PRIS, Prison Records Information System number, your date of birth and home address. They must hand the bag in at the reception desk in the visitor's waiting room. What happens to my personal belongings? A list of all your personal property will be made when you enter prison. Any valuable items, such as jewellery or checkbooks, will be noted and stored safely in the general office. Other personal property will be listed and stored safely at the reception. If you want to keep any personal property in your cell, you need to get permission from prison management. If permission is given, you keep this property at your own risk. You do not have a right to give away or sell your property to another prisoner, nor can you swap it. If you want any of your property from the reception, you must get the governor's permission.